Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11Grinds. We are going to take a look at pitching for today, the 1st of September. New month. We'll see if we get a new Mookie Betts or if he continues to just absolutely destroy the ball. Two home runs last night in a matchup against Acuna after Acuna hit a grand slam. Pretty exciting game. But let's take a look at pitching for today. Our weather station is not updated quite yet this morning, so we'll have to wait and check into the weather as the day goes on. So let's just dive into the actual matchups. At the top, we get Tyler Glasnow. A minus 178 road favorite against Cleveland. Glasnow struggled two starts ago, but prior to that was rolling. Came back out last time and was dominant against the Yankees. The one thing that was missing were strikeouts, which is a little surprising because the Yankees had been striking out quite a bit. I think he's in line for a pretty strong game. His ceiling may not be as strong. The Guardians have been striking out more in the second half. They still do suppress some strikeouts a little bit. So, Glasnow may not have a double-digit strikeout ceiling in this matchup, but I still think he's a strong pitcher for us this evening. Max Scherzer against the strikeout-happy Twins. He's a minus 155 home favorite. He struck out 10 against them the first time he faced them this year. I am very interested. Obviously, his last start was against the Twins. That is a worry, just because I hate when guys make back-to-back starts against the same team. Advantage goes to the hitters in that scenario. He does have double-digit strikeouts in two of his last three starts. I think he's an excellent option for us this evening. A couple more really excellent options here at the top. Zach Wheeler against the Brewers. Strong on the road. Coming off a 10 strikeout performance. Which came after four just mediocre starts. So it's good to see. And we know that I love picking on the Brewers with pitching. Philly is actually a minus 115 favorite in this game, which kind of catches me off guard a little bit just because Freddie Peralta has been absolutely dominant at home. Strikeouts are just elite when pitching at home, not allowing many hits at all. Hasn't allowed more than three runs since July 21st. Double-digit strikeouts in two out of his last four starts. He's just been extremely strong. Now, Philly does have the more dangerous lineup of the two, but I want exposure to both of these guys for sure this evening. Verlander against the Yankees. He's made three starts against them this year and allowed just three runs total. That's good enough for me to see. He's been dominant over the last two starts. No runs allowed. 16 strikeouts. I like the way that he's rolling, so I am going to gladly play Justin Verlander as a minus 190 favorite in this game. The Yankees are going young. They called up a couple of guys that might be making their debut tonight. I like the matchup for Verlander against a weak and young Yankees lineup as they look to see what they have in the future. Kodai Senga. He's thrown the ball really well. He's actually a minus 125 underdog. Seattle's the minus 125 favorite. Game total just 7.5. Seattle has been pretty explosive offensively. Senga's been really good. I think this is a sneaky spot, but it's a dangerous one. I know for much of the season we picked on Seattle with some pitching because of the high K numbers. It's still certainly possible. But it hasn't been the case as much over the last few weeks. 12 of these guys here, over 9K. Senga is probably one of the last guys that I would end up using, but that just shows you how stacked the pitching is on this 14 game slate this evening. Eduardo Rodriguez, a minus 155 favorite against the White Sox. Coming off of a tough start, kind of been every other the last few starts. He was having a great season prior to getting hurt. Dominated the White Sox first time he faced them. His overall numbers are slightly stronger on the road, so this fits. He's kind of in the Senga boat. He has a better matchup than Senga, but he hasn't been as consistent as Senga. So it could be a toss-up between those two to make my pitcher pool. A lot's going to have to go in today in making a decision, because, like I mentioned, there are plenty of options for us to use this evening. Logan Gilbert, the favorite over the Mets, coming off of a strong performance, but was kind of weak in the two performances before that. I'm interested just because we do pick on the Mets a little bit, but his K numbers aren't as strong on the road. Allows plenty more hits, but it's still a great spot. I'm just not sure he has the same kind of upside as the guys above. But I would guess that initially he's going to be in my pitcher pool. I'm not going to use Max Fried against the Dodgers. I know I used Strider last night. I mean, Fried is solid. He could definitely put up a dominant performance. He's been really strong on the road as well, but with this many options, I just don't think we need to gamble with Max Fried against that Dodgers offense. Yuri Perez against the Nats. Made two starts against them, absolutely dominating. 13 strikeouts against them. Has not been great on the road, so there is a worry there, but he absolutely dominated the Dodgers on the road, though, which that performance just blew me away. Super extremely talented young arm. I like him in the spot. I know we talk about how Washington doesn't strike out a whole lot, but he's out there striking out Washington quite a bit in their meetings before, so I am very interested. He's a minus 165 favorite in that game. Joe Ryan, not going to use him against Texas. Came back and looked sharp in his return from the IL, but I'm just not going to do it. That was against this Texas squad. Texas at home is a little different beast than Texas on the road, so I will gladly fade Joe Ryan. Michael Wacha, solid against the Giants. First time he faced them, no strikeouts though, which is really weird considering the Giants strike out a decent chunk. It's been absolutely spectacular when pitching at home this season. Coming off a rougher start against Milwaukee, but prior to that was rolling. I think he's a perfectly solid option this evening. He's a minus 135 favorite. Not going to offer a massive ceiling by any means, but the upside is definitely there to be in the GPP winner. Mitch Keller hasn't been as strong on the road, but his last three starts have been really solid. St. Louis is underachieving pretty strongly. I don't know that I'm going to go to Keller. St. Louis is a minus 120 favorite in this game. But I'm at least intrigued enough to consider him as the day goes on, just because obviously we know that St. Louis lineup is just, I don't know, given up, which is weird. Expected so much out of that offense this season, but they could play, turn it on down the stretch. Not that it means anything because they're not making the postseason or anything, but St. Louis does traditionally perform in the second half. So, something to think about. Urias against Atlanta, no thanks. As much as I love Julio Urias and his numbers at home have been elite, I'm just not going to take pitching in this game on a 14-game slate. Similar to what I said about Fried, if Urias beats me, he beats me. I'll have to live with that decision, and I'm perfectly fine with living with that. James Paxton shut out Kansas City the first time he faced them. Hasn't been as strong on the road. Hasn't been very sharp over the last couple starts. I'm probably not getting there. He is a minus 190 favorite. Game total at 9.5 right now. I might just have to pass on Paxton and wait till he starts doing it again. I know I have we do pick on Kansas City a little bit with pitchers, so there will be some ownership on Paxton. I just think I'm gonna pass. Might just go to Patrick Sandoval. He's made two strong starts against Oakland already. He has been best on the road, coming off of a decent start against the Mets. The walks are the big issue for me, and that's a worry. He has seen some strikeouts tick up a little bit. So I think he's a pretty solid option, to be honest. He is a minus 155 favorite in this game. So I think Sandoval is the play over Paxton, even though I think Paxton, in general, might have a higher ceiling. I just don't know that he approaches that right now with the way that he's throwing the baseball. No thanks on Rodon. I know his strikeouts came back a little bit last time out, but I'm just not going to use him against Houston. JP Sears struggled against the Angels. It'll be a different Angels lineup since they waived too many guys, but he just hasn't been throwing the ball well, so I will gladly pass. Hyunjin Ryu going into Colorado. This is one I want to dig into to see what his starts were like in Colorado when he was pitching for the Dodgers. I'm interested just because the Colorado lineup is so weak. And we saw some of the Braves pitchers do pretty well here in this most recent series. And he's throwing the ball pretty well. So at 6,300, that seems like a steal. He's a minus 190 favorite. But I'll have to dig in and make a decision based on previous and figure out if the risk is worth it, what really, or if he has enough upside for us. Toussaint has been better at the road on or at home, sorry. Coming off a really strong start against Oakland. Strikeouts weren't really there. Strikeouts haven't been there the last few starts. Walks are definitely there. I don't think I'm gonna get to Toussaint in the game. But I understand people wanting to pick on some of the Detroit lineup. I'm just going to end up passing. Dakota Hudson has been at his best at home, coming off a rough start. But prior to that, against the Mets, he was really strong. Against the Twins, he was really strong. Oakland, he was mediocre. He's not a huge K guy, huge ground ball guy. Ks can happen. So there is some upside to him. I just don't know that I've. You know, with all the pitching and all the points being at a premium at the pitching position, I just don't know if I'm going to end up punting down here because I'm just not sure that he has enough upside for this slate. But he's in the consideration for me. Quantrill in his return from the IL, no thank you. Cole Irvin, probably not. Back flexing, nobody down here intrigues me at all. So. There you have it. There's kind of the first look. I think we probably dropped it down to about 12 guys that first look that are in consideration. As the day goes on, we'll drop it down to 8, hopefully. 14 games late. It might be tough to drop it below 9 or 10, but I will do my best to create an 8-man pitcher pool and make it available for members of DFS Army. If you enjoy what I do, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our coaches, tools, sheets, etc., Discord. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.